Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Care to Read Room. You've got your Omienka 7 Live coming to you straight from my studio. I'd like to welcome each and every one of you to this Wednesday. And we are almost nearly finished with the topic of startup business. However, we're going to give you a little preview today, a preview of our new topic that is coming up for the month of July. Now, for those of you who are educators, who are social workers, who are counselors, who are board-certified analysts, who are behavior therapists, and who are special ed teachers, you might want to come in and be a part of this discussion. I want you to lock your dials in. Keep it right there, little G. Just lock in 646-478-0270. For all of you teachers and administrators and board-certified analysts, you will be able to use this information immediately. Now, there has been all types of specialists out there using all types of behavior modifications for children. However, we want to focus in on the area that will be pleasurable from the right side of the brain. We're talking about the topic of music. How does it affect the brain? How does it affect learning? And do you have to be present in the atmosphere when classical music is playing? Or does that void you of the benefits of changing your neurosynapse? And do you have a lesson or instructions in playing a musical instrument in order for the brain waves to change? Now, we're talking about brain waves changing. We're talking about neurosynapse in the brain that carries messages over from one side of the lobe to the other. You have the frontal lobe, you have the occipital, and you have the temporal. And you also have the brain stem of the medulla oblongata. So we're talking tech talk in the room today, but for those professionals, you know exactly what I'm talking about. We're talking about classrooms where you go in and those teachers have the room permeating with classical music like Bach and Beethoven and possibly Scott Joplin. Now, here's what I want African-American teachers to do. We have been so dependent upon all of the other classicals, the Italians, and also on the Greek to create our classical music. We've forgotten to go back into our Coptic record and pull out people like Scott Joplin and look at some of the music that they have been producing. Now, there are a number of studies, and we're going to be talking about one tonight, that has gone out, looked at the teachers that are playing this music, do they have information that we don't have? Do they get studies on the Ipsilani study to show that once they play this classical music in the classroom, then all of a sudden the children's going to grow brain stems and the neural synapse is going to be more effective, and those dead brain cells that were dead are going to suddenly grow back because the music is playing throughout the corridor and in the classroom? Well, I found a researcher that says no. Those things look good. And to the parent, it makes them think that the child is very engaged and it helps to soothe them. But they've done a little bit more research and they have found that the child must be engaged in a lesson and playing some sort of instrument in order for them, the brain stems and the synapse to continue to repair itself. Now, at the end of the brain stems, at the end of some of your chromosomes, those chromosomes start to die off, and they have to be replenished, and they have to be rebuilt up. Now, if you play music, can you grow brain stems? And with the music and the atmosphere, does that make the ability for the brain to function better? We're going to find out in just a few minutes. So all of you teachers who are out there who are looking at these studies, for the month of July, we're going to cover the whole month. Now, we're just taking that to give you a little head start today. We're going to get back on the startup business tomorrow. And also, we're going to extend it out to Tuesday. We have a guest speaker, our last guest speaker, who will be speaking next week on Tuesday about startup business. And then we're going to get right back to the subject. So why don't you hold it right there and keep it right there, teachers. Don't leave the room. Come right in. We want you to be a part of this, and we want you to also give us your opinion. What do you think about the studies? We'll be right back at you. Hold tight. Welcome back, family. And family, we would like for you to stand just where you are. We're going to offer up dedication to our ancestors, and we're going to acknowledge them. And we'd like for you to stand in position as if you're ready to receive. Now, we're standing in position because we know that as we lift our heads up and our hands are faced open, we know that we are to receive. And when you anticipate something coming to you, then it will come to you. So we call on our ancestors today, and we pour libation to the east, and we say Ashe. We call on our libation, and we pour libations to the west, and we say Ashe. We call on the ancestors, and we pour libations to the north. Ashe. We pour libations to the south, and we say Ashe. We call on Oludulamare. We ask Oludulamare to open the airways today, not only to open the airways, but open the brain stems today of those children who are artistic, who have not been able to speak or to comprehend or communicate because of brain syndromes that are not functioning well. We call on those doctors, those specialists that are out there to be a part of helping to heal these children. As we talk about the benefits of music in the life of a child who has learned to play an instrument, we ask that you would give every child the opportunity to play an instrument and to have in their possession an instrument. We thank you, and we're careful to give you all the praise and honor. And we say amen. Amen. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I just want to read you some information in reference to what we found out in the studies. And this is dealing with the neurological aspect and somewhat technical, the neuroscience and music, number three, disorder and plasticity. Now, this study, I'm going to be giving you a little information, just background knowledge, the effect of musical training on structural brain development. And the longitudinal study was done by Krista Heide, Jason Lurch, Andrea Norton, Maria Forgard, Ellen Winner, and Alan C. Evans, and then Godfrey Shelton. Now, the Montreal Neurological Institute, and I quote, the McGill University, Montreal, Quebec, Canada. Now, these were the people that were involved, the mouse, and this Mouse Image Center Hospital for Sick Children in Toronto, Canada, the Department of Neurological Music, and Neuroimaging Laboratory. Now, let me tell you what the difference is in the neuroimaging. The neuroimaging is not connected to the music therapy. Music therapy is another whole category outside of music education. There are several therapeutic classes that are offered for those teachers who are therapists in the music area. And it's nowhere comparison to the classes that you would take for a music major or for music imaging. Music imaging is dealing with the images that the brain can comprehend and make sense of. Now, there was a laboratory in this study, and Beth Israel, deaconess, and medical centers and Harvard Medical School in Boston, Massachusetts, USA, the Department of Psychology in Boston, the College of Chestnut Hill, Massachusetts, USA. These were the people that were all involved in the study. And I'm just going to read verbatim what they're saying, because I am no expert in the neurological field. However, I have had some exposure to working with the cadaver and understanding the bones and the parts of the brain. And I will quote, this is what they have written. Long-term instrumental music training is an intense multisensory motor experience that offers an idea of opportunities to study structural brain plasticity in the development of the brain and the correlation with behavior changes induced by training. Here for the first time, and I quote, it says, we demonstrate structural brain changes after 15 months of musical training in early childhood. After 15 months, ladies and gentlemen, they noted this. And this was in the early childhood profession, which were correlated with the improvement in musically relevant motors and auditory skill. These findings shed light on brain plasticity and suggest that structural brain differences in adult experts, whether musicians or experts in other areas, are likely due to training-induced brain plasticity. And it goes on to say that in the introduction, studies comparing adult musicians with matched non-musicians have revealed structural and functional differences in musically relevant brain regions, such as sensorimotor brain areas, auditory areas, and multimodality and integration area. However, no studies have yet, and I repeat, no studies have yet examined structural brain and behavioral changes in the developing brain in response to long-term music training to specifically address the question of whether structural brain differences seen in adults comparing experts with matched control are a product of nature or nurture. Now, in other words, what they're saying to us is that in comparison to nature and nurture, that doing this test just because a person may be in the environment of music would not make him suddenly a beneficiary of having music in the environment. As part of the ongoing longitudinal study of the effects of music training on brain, behavioral, and cognitive development in young children, and I quote, it says, here we investigate structural brain changes in relation to behavioral change in young children who receive 15 months of instrumental music training relative to a group of children who did not. And I quote, it says, we use deformation-based morphometry, DBM, which is a book that they have the recording in, and unbiased and automated approaches to brain morphology to search throughout the whole brain on a voxel-wise basis for local brain size, voxel expansion or contractions, differences between groups over the 15 months. Now let me stop here. In other words, they did a comparison of during that 15 months. And what they are finding out, they talk about the materials and the method, and they go on to say, and I quote, the participant, the instructional group consisted of 15 children. The mean age at start of the study was 6.32 years old. And it goes on to say that there were no behavior or brain differences between the instrumental and control children at baseline prior to any music training. These results support the view that brain differences seen in adult musicians relative to non-musicians are more likely to be the production of intensive music training rather than biologically predisposition of music. So just because you have a predisposition and you're exposed to it and your mother played while around you does not give you the benefactor of the brainstem growing. You have to be intensively involved in training. And it goes on, and I quote, as predicted in instrumental children shown greater behavioral improvement over the 15 months on a finger motor task and the melody rhythmic task, but not on the non-musical task. In addition, instrumental children showed an area of greater relative voxel size change over the 15 months as compared to the controls in motor brain area, such as the right percentile gyra motor hand area, see in figure 1, and the corpus callosum, that's a part of the brain, the segment mid-body, and figure B, as well as in the right primary auditory region. And it goes on to say, and I quote, these brain deformation differences are consistent with structural brain differences found between adult musicians and non-musicians in the percentile gyra and the corpus callosum and auditory cortex. The brain deformation changes found between instrumental and control children in motor and auditory brain area were predicted by behavioral improvement scores on the finger motor, and that's in figure 1A, and I quote, and B, and melody rhythmic task in figure 1C. Respectively, these results were important from a functional perspective since these brain regions are known to be of critical importance in instrumental music performance and auditory processing. For example, it says, and I quote, the primary motors area plays a critical role in motor planning, execution, and control of bimanual sequential finger movement, as well as motor learning and intensive bimanual motor training of musicians who could play. Now, let me stop for a minute here and say something. They showed a diagram, the DMB, the DBM group differences, instrument control. It showed that the right primary motor brain had some effect, and the corpus callosum had an effect. Then it pointed over to the right primary auditory, which also was affected. And the group brain deformation differences, the brain images in these panels show areas of significant brain deformation. Hold tight. Let's go to commercial. We'll be right back at you. Hold tight.
Well, motor is a message. Got to get the message to our brothers and sisters.
Ladies and gentlemen, and thank you so very much for joining us on this show. And I'd like to also say that we are talking about brain and the function of brain. This is a topic that we thought we would bring in as a startup topic for the month of July. However, you might still see startup businesses. We're going to go back to that on Thursday. And we will extend it out to next Tuesday. And then we'll go back to our new topic on whether or not music affects the actual brain stems of the brain. And as I just finished reading to you from a study, let me just try to break it down in layman's terms for the new teachers and you specialists, some music therapists may be out there in the atmosphere. And I would like to say that we have known for a long time that music was used for modality for healing. And through the Egyptians, they have used music for the purpose of medicinal purpose. And King David even requested music during the time of his distress and his low spirit of depression. And many people have found that music can be sedative, and it does have tones in it. And there are special tones that can be put within the layers of the tracks of the music that will cause a person to go into a deep delta sleep and give them complete rest and a restful rest and go into the level of sleep, which most people only get the surface level of sleep. So for children that are engaged in music, this would help them to be able to sedate themselves in a manner that they can rest and go into deep restful sleep. So as this is happening, the brain cells are healing itself and allowing these brain cells to continue to grow, and these neurological aspects of the brain, like we talked about the frontal lobe and we talked about the corpus callosum, those are the areas that the brain will be affected by. Now, how do we know this? Now, based on these researchers, they had an MRI done, and this MRI is a test that is done in the hospital where the body has gone through some type of X-ray where you can see into the cavities of the body to see what is transacting, especially in the brain. So as the MRI is done, they can look into the brain and get views from the brain to see how it's functioning after the music has been stimulating, not just in the atmosphere, but in the child, it's because the child is intensively engaged, excuse me, in the atmosphere. It has to go a step further than that. They saw the effect when the child was actually involved in a lesson and learning how to play an instrument or in an instructional engagement of music. So that tells us this, ladies and gentlemen. Every child ought to play a music instrument of some sort because there's such high risk in our communities now based primarily on geographical area, on birth rate, low birth rate, and on the fact that young women are having babies and those children come with some deficits like autism and speech impediments. So this music, most teachers think, I will put the music and the album on and have it in the environment, and by virtue of the child being in the intensified environment, it will make a change. Not so. Contrary, my friend, you have to engage that child in learning a lesson, whether it be flute, clarinet, the woodwind, the strings, the percussions, which are drums, for those of you who are not expert in this area. And then you have all sorts of new instruments and the percussion areas that are coming about. You have the juju drums, the talking drums, the djembe drums, and these children all should have an opportunity. School districts should be finding ways to bring money in so every child has an opportunity to be in band or orchestra. Do you know this year in Mississippi, they are sponsoring one day of the National Corporate Band, the actual band function where they are going to be playing all instruments, and these people are from around the world. Band is so important, and orchestra is so important, but yet our budgets keep cutting these departments, especially in the urban setting. Here I'd like to give information to the African-American families. If you are interested in your child playing an instrument, there are several participating music stores who are actually now getting funds for non-for-profit. One here in Indiana that I know particular, I don't know about the other states, who are giving the children a chance to pick an instrument that they would like to play for free. It is a donation. Now, however, you just don't want a child to pick an instrument. You want to enroll him in a class so he can take lessons. Remember, just because you have the music playing in auditory or in your home does not change the brainstem. It must be engaged in a lesson. Now, as you know how I feel about music and my position, I wanted to get involved with children in the aspect of music to give them an opportunity because everything I did with the lesson plan with the younger children from preschool to third grade up to fourth grade was engaged in music. However, I've been learning to read music by ear, and I'm learning. However, I know how to read some of the notes, but I'm still learning, and I really love the fact that we can give our children private lessons, and we can give the child an opportunity to engage with their mother, and their mother participates. The whole family can participate in music. And this may be an alternative to drug therapy for those children that are ADHD. It might be an alternative to them being on medicine and behavior modification. You might see a child completely make a 360-degree turn just from having this music lesson. Not just having the music around them, and you must engage the child. It has a tendency to make the child much brighter and sharper in rhythm and counting mechanisms, half notes, whole notes. They will get that opportunity to focus as well. So what is wrong with our classroom? Why are so many urban schools involved in the music lessons, and they know this? They not only have one music class, but some of their schools have three and four classes in an elementary school. I subbed in an urban setting, and there were three music classes in this elementary school alone. based on African Americans, one music class where the teacher was overloaded with maybe 144 students or more. Now, that is not enough time to plan and give the children a diet of music where they can become a professional. Now, I played the clarinet, and even during the length of time that I played, I could not master because of the short length of lessons. However, when you have an understanding of how music works, it's sometimes easy to pick up another instrument and to engage yourself in that instrument and understand the notes. Now, mothers, if you have young children that are infants, now is the time to get them involved in Mommy and Me classes. Mommy and Me classes where mother goes to class with the child and you engage the child in music and song as well as movement. Now, those classes, I hope to bring them aboard here in Indiana to offer them and possibly even do some work that may be a virtuous classroom so mothers can get involved. I am so serious about this neurological structure of the toddler as well as the preschooler that these are some things that can solve our autism children's problem. At least give them a chance to learn to communicate. Maybe they'll open up through music. Maybe you'll find a solution to help them to engage themselves better. I'm not saying it's a cure-all. Please do not misquote me. And this is my viewpoint and not the station's or Project 2019. As a teacher, I know that everything that I engage music in, the children seem to do much better. Even when your younger children are learning parts to a play and learning instruments like the little drummer boy, these children tend to think that they're learning something so great. Now, here we need to go a step further. Let them learn to arrange their own music, and they will stay attentive, and they will learn their lesson because they are creating it from their substance, and they're more committed to it. So, mothers, you don't have to be rich to engage your children. There's Suzuki violin lessons. I took Suzuki violin lessons so that my child could learn Suzuki, and I had to be engaged in the class with him, learning right alongside of the two of them. Suzuki lessons in violin, and there's also Suzuki in piano. Now, why am I telling you this? I want you to engage your child so that they can have a strong brain and have a strong fortitude. There's so many children with weak brain syndrome and weak ability to hold information and be able to recall with short-term and long-term memory that I know that this music will offer an opportunity for those children who have been misdiagnosed and placed in special ed and who are not getting these types of higher-level trainings. This way you can engage all children, just as all children should learn a second language. You must understand, the higher academic that you give a child, the more the child will thrive. When you lower the expectation of the curriculum, the child has no reason to thrive or to advance himself because you have not required anything of him. Music is a universal language. And everywhere you go, in all parts of the country, people love music. I know this because when I went to Germany and sung old traditional songs, even the Germans knew the words to these old traditional songs. Everybody liked to go where they can identify with the lyrics and understand. Now, mothers, when you go to these classes and your child, these music garden classes, you are going to have just as much fun as these children are, and their brain stems are going to be growing, and you give them a healthy start. And we want to give all early childhood children a healthy start, and we can do that by engaging them in these classes that are for Mommy and Me and for the family. Now, yes, I am advocating for these companies out there who are teaching these music classes, and some of you teachers who are teaching in elementary classes, yes, you should also advocate. I am a specialist in this area as an independent studio, I feel that I could offer these children something in the way of voice lessons as well as the Mommy and Me classes to learning various different notes and music theory. It's very important that we have not only just Saturday classes for our children to go to for music, but throughout the week they should be involved in recitals. They should be involved in competition. It sharpens that child's skill through competition. And music is a universal thing. Let them travel. As a young girl, I traveled all over singing music, so it was easy for me to adapt to taking my skills to another country and singing. But you must understand, we're talking about balancing the brain. We're talking about getting brain stems to grow back. We're talking about making a healthier brain. And brain cells, I was told, could not grow back. But I understand that there are much studies out there now and much allopath non-drug therapy that they're using to help these young children who have minimal brain disorder develop strong brains. Now, for you board-certified behavior therapists who are teaching children to read and they can't learn to read and they're having a difficult time, try talking to their mothers about enrolling them in a music class. Don't just turn on Beethoven and Bach and say, oh, see, I'm classically engaging your child. Mothers, don't go for the okey-doke. Your child must be enrolled in a class and attentively taking lessons. And these are things that helps the child to advance in their brain stem. Now, once again, we're going to be talking about this throughout the month of July. I'm going to be interfacing online, offering some classes for Mommy and Me, introducing them to these music classes for toddlers as well as for preschoolers. As a music specialist, I will be offering my service, yes, for a fee. It is not free. However, you will know this much. I will know, be able to teach you the foundations of early childhood. And if that child has any delays, we can find and pick up on those early enough to get some help for your child. Now, this is early intervention, and it's how you find the deficit in a child at an early age before he goes off to school. Now, kindergarten children who are failing. Teachers, if you have a kindergarten child that is failing, give me a call. If that child's being retained and he is not at maturation, you had to hold him back.